too much. Online 24/7 at cronenbg.com.
Castillo Funeral Home and Cremation believes that a funeral should be a celebration of life, and it's one of the most affordable funeral homes in Toledo. Castillo Funeral Home, located on Tremainsville, just north of Sylvania Avenue. Learn more at CelebrateLifeToledo.com.
The Denny Schaefer Show. Yeah, we're here in Toledo.
Live.
On the Q105.
Good to have you back with us. It's the morning after. We're usually on Saturdays, 8 to 10. No Philip or Dee today. It's Eric Chase, Bumble Ashley, Paul the producer, and Janet Mid is here. Hi, Janet.
Good morning. Ooh,
keep forgetting to turn that on. All right. Janet was kind enough to hold on for us. Hi, Janet on the phone.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for holding on. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays.
Yeah.
What is your question for Janet Mid?
Well, I have a question about relationships. I'm 59 years old. I was born on 7/11/1958 at 12:30 a.m.
All right. And what is your question for me?
Well, I haven't been able to have a. I have dates with people, and
I've been divorced for
16 years.
Well, can I just tell you something real quick before you know, I just want to explain this to you. You've been in a cycle called a Saturn return. Every 27 to 30 years it hits. You went through your first one in 85 through 88. Second one hit in December 2014 through 2017. So you have been in one of these really bad cycles with regard to relationships. Nothing is lasting. Nothing's good. And you know, the thing is, one thing about you have to protect your heart, because you get involved and you don't like to let go. And I will bet you've had maybe two, possibly three major relationships in your life, according to that. I see it. And you're a very good person. You can tell that. But you're not a fluff chick. You're not one of these girls that's a fluff chick. You're more direct, and you think more like a guy, but with a feminine, outlook, if that makes any sense.
Yep, absolutely.
And so also,
go ahead.
And you're going to meet somebody. I'm going to answer your question before you ask me. You're going to meet somebody, but it's not going to be around till, I'd say into next year, once you get out of this crazy cycle, and that's going to be January, February 2018.
It's like 2 months. You can wait.
You can wait. And that's when it's going to start happening for you, but you've got to keep yourself on this, on that positive stance. And he has to have a sense of humor. I didn't mention that. He has to be funny, and he has to be your friend first. You have to develop something before you get into doing the nasty or anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was the question, because every time, for the last 6 years, every time I can't get past date one or two or three, because they want to hop in bed, and I have no idea.
Oh, yeah, and plus with our age group and things like that, that's not something we normally do. Well, it doesn't matter if you do or not. There's no judgment. But at the same time, you have to have the mental connection before you have the sexual connection. And it's going to happen for you. Good luck.
Thanks, Janet.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
We have, this is Dina?
Or Terry?
Terry? Who's this? Terry?
Yep, Terry.
Hi, Terry. What's your question for Janet Amid?
We're having some, family problems with the kids, and wondering how things are going to work out with that.
Well, you're asking about the kids, and I don't have any of their birth dates or information. So you're not giving me enough information, and that's okay. But I will say this much, because what I do is I look at the birth dates, I get impressions from the birth dates. So when you say family, that encompasses a lot of people. So what I would probably say is you have to start setting some healthy limits for yourself, because you have a tendency to give way too much away. And you're trying to be the peacemaker of the family, and sometimes it doesn't always do you justice, because your partner sort of like conflicts with that sometimes, and you guys are not always on the same page when it comes to kids. So, and one thing is, you have to be in agreement before you'd make any big changes when it comes to family, children, whatever. And I feel that by doing so, this last 2 years, not fun. You're moving into a better direction of your life. We're going to take more control of your life. That's going to happen. So hopefully that's going to kind of come together, and that you're coming into your second Saturn return coming up the first of the year into the next 2.5-3 years. Last time it occurred was 88 through 91. So I wish you luck on that, okay?
Terry, get the belt, okay? The belt can or like a good heeled shoe.
It's too old for the belt. Huh?
You're never too old for the belt.
You guys just have to be in sync with each other. And if you can do that, then maybe, and start having some tough love here. Good luck.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. 9:37. Want me to run through the signs real fast? Do you have them?
I have them.
You want to do them?
Well, you have to kind of dissect it a little bit.
Oh, then never mind.
But I can do it.
No, it's all right.
All right, are we ready to do that?
How about we do the one sign that we're currently in?
Okay, which is Sagittarius.
Sagittarius!
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to explain to everybody that the full moon's coming up December 3rd. It's going to be in the sign of Gemini. So anyone born under Pisces, Virgo, Sagittarius are going to be... And Pisces, Virgo, Sagittarius, and well, there's another sign, Gemini, are all affected.
What are you looking at me for?
What's the damn Thanksgiving?
I'm just a Jew.
So you're going to be affected by it. But so anything coming up in this next week, we're all kind of going through something with the full moon. But Sagittarians, basically, this is a spotlight for Sagittarius because this is a month where everything's focused on them for a change. And the one thing about a Sagittarius is their mental perception is much clearer this month as they find themselves focusing on where they really want to be. A strong, very conducive time for love connections as your own sign is going to balance with expansive Jupiter. However, remember the golden rule, quality versus quantity.
I thought the golden rule was do unto others.
Well, that's my new golden rule, though.
You can't make another golden
rule. If anyone would like to get a hold of me at the office, the number is 419-882-5510, 419-882-5510. And I'm going to whisper this, Janet Amit at AOL. He hates my AOL. Janet Amit AOL.
It's going away soon, right? It's going away soon, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Instant Messenger is.
Oh, I thought it was all AOL.
No more AIM. AOL will exist. Full moon on December 3rd?
December 3rd.
You gotta give me a heads up on these, because if by some chance I decide to have sex on these days, it's not safe, because I can't, no pregnancies.
I can't imagine you having sex with anybody. I think you're very particular. He's a loner, you know. I mean, I
maybe he'll have sex
no,
alone.
No, I mean, girls are driving to hell. Look at him. He's adorable. Oh, my God. You're so funny. I just got that.
Oh my God.
Took me a while to get that. Got it.
Solo sex is best, right?
Yeah, nobody gets pregnant that way.
Full moon, anytime people have, you know, they have intimacy on a full moon, things happen.
People get pregnant?
Yeah, it's a full moon. I mean, I actually do research on this stuff.
I know. You don't just make it up.
No, I mean, that.
She's outside your window doing research.
Oh, my God.
Are the
lights
on?
With my binoculars.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, happy holidays again, and I'll talk to you guys next time when I talk to you.
Danny, Appliance Center?